Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. A Kansas City Fire Department investigation attributes the death of two firefighters at least partly on the department's culture of aggressive fire suppression. Kansas City Star reports that an internal report released this week also cites a loose management style as possible factors in the October 2015 deaths of firefighter John Mesh and apparatus operator Larry Leggio. The 71-page report says the firefighters were in an alley to protect a fire engine when a wall collapsed, killing the two. Federal investigators are independently looking into the fire. Two Kansas City, Missouri men are accused in federal court of carrying out a killing as part of a drug-related plot. Federal grand jury in Kansas City returned the indictment Tuesday against 25-year-old Marcel Shavers and 24-year-old James P. Roberts. They are charged with using a firearm to commit murder during a drug trafficking offense. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Seems like everyone's got an idea for a startup. From innovations like laundry sharing to startups that help other startups start up. Well, rather than starting up, Motel 6 is starting fresh by renovating rooms nationwide, still for the lowest price of any national chain. It's a smart place to invest your capital every time you venture. Unlike my cat cologne startup, fail. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Ryobi has changed the power tool game. With our power wherever you need it, one plus battery that runs over 70 tools. Innovation that makes home improvement faster and easier than ever. You can drill it, drive it, cut it, sand it, trim it, nail it, do it yourself, all on the same battery. Ryobi One Plus, the next generation of power. Available only at the Home Depot. Now at Ryobi Days, our four-piece lithium-ion super combo kit is only $129, a $50 savings.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Kansas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska is moving forward with a federal program designed to return land to American Indian tribes. The U.S. Department of the Interior announced that it has signed an agreement with the tribe to implement a land buyback program. The program was created as part of a class action settlement between 500,000 American Indians and the United States government. Police are investigating vandalism at a Lincoln church after they say someone carved a pentagram into the church wall and stabbed a knife through a Bible. Lincoln police say the symbol was carved into a wall May 18th at the College View Seventh-day Adventist Church in Lincoln. Church leaders notified police a few days later when they found a kitchen knife in a Bible. Police are continuing to investigate. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at kohls.com for details.
This Memorial Day, kick off summer with something very cool. Up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the innovative Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator, now over $900 off. Its flex zone drawer has adjustable compartments for better organization. It handles everything from cold cuts to cold drinks. That's not just cool, that's a party. Memorial Day savings of up to 30% on appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last valid through June 8th, U.S. only.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors, Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risks so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. The Gage County Sheriff's Department went to the scene of an accident 2 miles east of Odell on Sunday. Emma Johnson of Beatrice was driving when she lost control. The car went off the west side of the roadway into the ditch, colliding with a barbed wire fence and rolling 3 times. There were 4 passengers in the vehicle. 3 of them were taken to local hospitals. 1 refused medical attention. Authorities say none of the vehicle occupants were wearing seatbelts, and alcohol use was not considered a factor in the accident. Registration opens on Tuesday, May 31st, for the 3rd annual Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash. According to Brenda Stagenborg, Secretary for the Marysville Chamber of Commerce, there's only one way to register, and that's by going to the website at bikereg.com. Jim Neville, age 78, passed away Saturday. Funeral service will be Friday at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, burial in the church's cemetery. Rosary is Thursday at 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, and visitation is Thursday from 10 to 5 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Jim Neville.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, chicken teriyaki, rice, wheat bread, peas, and fruited jello. Friday, hamburger, potato salad, beans, watermelon, and a root beer float.
It's time to buy your tickets for Orchestra on the Oregon Trail, Sunday, September 4th. According to Kyle Wiley Pickett, conductor for the Topeka Symphony Orchestra,
2016 is going to be a really fun, exciting, family-friendly concert. It's the kind of program you can bring anybody to. You can bring your kids, and they can run around the meadow, and then they can come and listen for a few minutes. Kids are going to recognize the music. You're going to recognize the music. Everybody will know this music.
Tickets are available at oot.org or call 562-3101. Orchestra on the Oregon Trail, where music meets the meadow.
KNDY station manager Bruce Dierking saying thanks for listening. Farm and Home Information Radio, KNDY, is more than just saying. Farm and Home Information Radio is what we're all about. The information you need here in farm country to make your day's progress better. We start the day with 7 a.m. news. News blocks 7, 12, and 5, including national news from ABC. State news, both Kansas and Nebraska, from the Mid-America News Network, plus local news. We offer an update on the weather, including what's changing in the days ahead. We'll offer information on business, ag, and other related information in our 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours. Tune for the news blocks on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY, FM 95.5, and we're streaming KNDY FM 95.5 24/7 on our website, KNDYradio.com.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A rather soggy end to the work week and into the weekend as well, as we do have a chance for some rain showers and even possible severe weather continuing later this afternoon and into tonight as well. Unfortunately, rain showers and thunderstorms don't plan to let up anytime soon. We do have a chance for rain showers and thunderstorms continuing through the weekend and even through the middle part of next week. Sunshine is expected to return by the time we get to Saturday, and high temperatures will remain into the upper 70s for the better part of the week. Taking a look at the forecast in a little greater detail, again, a chance for some rain showers and possible severe thunderstorms continuing for the rest of the day, with high temperatures topping out in the low 80s, a southeasterly wind of 10 to 15 that could gust to 20 miles per hour. Rain showers and possible severe weather continuing through the night tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, with lows bottoming out in the mid 60s. Again, a southeasterly wind of 10 to 15 that could gust to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance of storms for Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Nikki Latola.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
The chicken and waffle sandwich at the Wagon Wheel.
Mentastic.
Hickory smoked bacon, smoked Gouda cheese, and Jack Daniel's maple sauce.
Mentastic.
Served with unlimited fries, curly fries, or kettle chips.
Mentastic.
Daily specials, live music, cold beer, and mixed drinks.
Mentastic.
Feeling fantastic after the successful completion of a particularly macho feat?
Mentastic.
The Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Mentastic.
Dale Wilhelm with Wilhelm Auction Service knows that America stands free today because of our soldiers, some who gave the ultimate sacrifice. The brave men and women who have served our country deserve honor and remembrance this Memorial Day. From Dale Wilhelm with Wilhelm Auction Service in Seneca.
Summer fun starts at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville. Kick off the summer season with Memorial Day weekend. If you're planning a day at the lake, a backyard barbecue, or just lounging around home, stock up at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville. Reminding you, always party responsibly.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Just in at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, command quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, auto track activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple. Or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House Ag Committee's Livestock Subcommittee holding a series of hearings this week on the livestock economy. One thing in particular concerned to pork producers, the proposed USDA rules that relate to buying and selling of livestock. USDA is re-proposing parts of the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration rule, which was proposed in 2010 to implement parts of the 2008 Farm Bill. Well, the National Hog Farmer says the regulations went well beyond what was proposed in the Farm Bill and would have significant impact on the livestock industry. An Informa Economics study in 2010 found it would cost the pork industry more than $330 million annually. In the past, Congress included riders in USDA funding bills to prevent finalizing the rule, but no such rider exists in the 2017 funding bill. Now, in other testimony, NPPC reiterated its support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, telling the committee the benefits will exceed all past free trade agreements and represent a great opportunity for the pork industry. Now, a spokeswoman for Ag Secretary Vilsack said the administration finds opposition to that GIPSA rule unacceptable. The administration said the rule designed to ensure fair treatment to livestock and poultry producers. Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report says opposition to the rule was heard during testimony. North Carolina Republican Representative David Rouser said it remains unclear why the secretary decided to move forward with the costly regulations. However, spokeswoman said the recent GIPSA riders and past USDA funding bills represent a complete lack of concern for hardworking families. The focus should be on providing a fair marketplace and level playing field for family farmers, according to Secretary Vilsack's office. Find more ag news online at agview.net with this ag business update powered by agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts affront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24-7. Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio.
Here's the latest ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Ag leaders are telling Congress they want the benefits of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal now, as low commodity prices continue to eat up profits. The only way out of low commodity prices is to increase demand and not pile on more regulations like Waters of the U.S. rule and GIPSA livestock marketing changes. And producers told a House panel that TPP is a way to boost demand. North Carolina producer Dave Herring spoke at the hearing on behalf of the National Pork Producers Council.
TPP, the benefits of which will exceed all past free trade agreements, represents a great opportunity for U.S. pork producers and for the entire U.S. economy. TPP includes the United States and 11 Pacific Rim countries. Those nations include nearly 500 million consumers and represent 40% of the world's GDP.
Herring says the USA cannot afford to let other countries reap all the benefits from trade deals.
Because of other Asia-Pacific trade agreements are being negotiated without the United States can't afford either economically or geopolitically to walk away from the fastest growing region in the world.
Kansas cattle producer Tracy Bruner spoke for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association about the dangers of walking away from TPP.
We have capitalized on the growing demand for U.S. beef overseas, and Japan has become our leading export market. But Australia now has a 10% tariff advantage over us, resulting in a $300 million loss to our industry. The tariff advantage for Australia will continue to grow until we pass TPP.
But whether TPP happens in a lame duck Congress, the next administration, or not at all, will likely depend on the November elections and who controls Congress and the White House next January. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Classes, full-size pickups, and are 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
First Commerce Bank invites you to the 3rd Annual Antique Tractor Show in Marysville in conjunction with Big Blue River Days on Saturday, June 4th. Registration is from 8 to 11, and there's a $15 entry fee for all makes and models. Tractors must be 30 years and older. The Antique Tractor Show is sponsored by Landall Corporation, CanEquip, Verna Implement, Landmark Implement, and First Commerce Bank, Saturday, June 4th.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. The people who came up with the derogatory term Frankenfood to describe foods made from GMO products are not happy. I'll tell you why after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
The National Academies of Science released a report stating that genetically engineered crops are safe for humans and animals to eat and have not caused increases in cancer, obesity, gastrointestinal illnesses, kidney disease, autism, or allergies. This report, 388 pages, began 2 years ago and was conducted by a committee of more than 50 scientists, researchers, and agricultural and industry experts. So, what do the people who created the term Frankenfood to describe GMO foods say? They are criticizing the report for arriving at watered-down scientific conclusions due to agricultural industry influence. Food and Water Watch, a government accountability group in Washington, D.C., said the National Academy of Sciences' ties to the biotech industry and other corporations create conflicts of interest and raise questions about the independence of its work. Winona Hatter, the group's executive director, said critics have long been marginalized. Again, the National Academy's report says GMO is safe, but the campaign against GMO use has been incredibly effective. A significant portion of American consumers are concerned about the safety or other effects of foods made from genetically modified crops. One survey released last year found that 57% of Americans were concerned that genetically modified foods posed a health hazard. And, of course, the food industry took note. In 2015, the total U.S. sales of food and beverage products labeled non-GMO reached $10 billion. Labeling foods as GMO-free has become a popular marketing method for companies. The Non-GMO Project, a labeling program, has almost 35,000 verified products. One survey by a company called Packaged Facts estimates that the global food and beverage market was worth more than $5 trillion in 2014, and that non-GMO products accounted for $550 billion of that. It projects the global market for non-GMO foods and beverages will reach to $1 trillion by 2019. Phil Lempert, who's a Los Angeles-based food industry analyst, says the National Academy's report that says GMO is safe will likely not sway these consumers nor the opponents, the people who came up with Frankenfood. He says it is an emotional issue for them, not a science issue. But again, a report from the National Academy of Sciences says GMO food is safe. Back after this.
Cattlemen, if you're still in need of a high-quality bull, trust Ernie Simmentals, where quality is bred on, not fed on. For over 46 years, our family has been dedicated to bringing you some of the best quality. This is Lauren Trernick, and we still have a large selection of Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls for sale, some suitable for heifers, and all priced right for the commercial man. All bulls are semen-tested and ready to go to the pasture. Trust us, where quality is bred on, not fed on. Call Trernick Simmentals at 402-230-0812.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. With one powerful swing, Miguel Sano put the Minnesota Twins in front of the Kansas City Royals and out of their frustration. For once, this floundering team had a reason to feel good at the ballpark. Sano hit the go-ahead two-run home run in the fifth inning, and the Twins staved off another series sweep yesterday by beating the Royals 7-5. Up next for the Royals, they return home for a four-game series beginning Thursday against Chicago, with left-handed pitcher Danny Duffy on schedule to start for the third time. Brad Korn, a former player for Bruce Weber with more than a decade of Division I coaching experience, is returning to K-State as the Wildcats' new assistant men's basketball coach. Weber announced it yesterday. Korn, who played at Southern Illinois from 1999 to 2004, returns to K-State after a three-year stint as an assistant coach at Missouri State from 2013 to 2016. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's Cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Bell Tone of Kansas, bringing up quality of life. Mark Bogner, what does that actually mean when we're talking hearing?
It means not having to ask people to repeat themselves all the time. It means being able to turn down the TV so you can watch it with the rest of the family. It means going out to restaurants and actually being able to hear the person 3 feet away from you instead of the loudmouth in the booth 20 feet away.
It could be me. I'll try to keep it down. But in the meantime, why don't you call to make your appointment? Get your hearing checked right now. It's absolutely free. Check them out online, belltoneofkansas.com.
LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving each had more than 20 points as Cleveland ripped Toronto 116-78 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. Love scored a game-high 25 points on 8 of 10 from the field to help the Cavaliers shoot 57% for the game. James and Irving each added 23 points for the Cavaliers, who were never threatened after carrying an 18-point lead into the second quarter. Jackie Bradley extended his Major League best hitting streak to 29 games by going 2-for-4 with an RBI in Boston's fourth straight win, 10-3 over Colorado. In hockey, the San Jose Sharks are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in history following a 5-2 win over the Blues in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. NASCAR drivers Benny Parsons and Mark Martin have been elected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame and will be inducted next January 20th, along with car owners Rick Hendrick, Richard Childress, and Raymond Parks. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Yeah, it's the swinging sounds of the 70s on Party Line with Wayne Cruzy on KNDY. Wayne is taking your calls, selling your wares, and playing music to get your day started off right. If you're looking to sell that 8-track player, get rid of that bell-bottomed leisure suit, or find a new disco ball for your next get-together, listen to Party Line from 9:35 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday mornings on KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1. I bought myself a new pet rock just last Wednesday. Oh yeah.
Here's your KNDY weather-eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for rain showers, possible severe thunderstorms continuing through the day with high temperatures topping out in the low 80s. A southeasterly wind of 10 to 15 that could gust to 20 miles per hour. Rain showers and possible severe thunderstorms continuing tonight as well, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows bottoming out in the mid-60s. Again, a southeasterly wind of 10 to 15 that could gust to 20. I'm meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 59.